My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, this is the last time we'll be together before Election Day 2012. It's gone so quickly.
Yeah, right. I don't know about that. Tell that to the people in Ohio where we're seeing like 400 ads a minute.
Or even us in Virginia. It's a battleground state. You watch like a local time programming like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy in the evening. Every commercial break is wall-to-wall commercials. So it almost make you crazy because in one 30-second ad, it's, wow, Mitt Romney is horrible. And then the next 30 seconds, you're like,
oh, no,
wow.
Barack Obama's even worse.
Barack Obama's even worse. Then we got a tight Senate race, and then you got Maryland ads bleeding over about casino proposals, and it just makes you crazy.
I know, and I think you just admitted to watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, too.
I'm a big Jeopardy fan.
We had a guy on the Capitol Steps that was on Jeopardy. He won one night, one show.
Well, that's pretty good.
It is.
Did he immediately quit because he thought he was smarter than all of you people, or what?
With that $10,000, he ran off, yeah.
Well, you know what else is going to happen now, Elena? The election day is November 6th, and assuming we actually know who won on November 7th, I'm pretty sure it'll be sometime that day that we get the first announcement for 2016, right?
That's right, and it might be Chris Christie, the way he's been acting this week, because, man, talk about your political odd couples and trying to center yourself in the middle, right?
Yeah. Exactly right. So, yeah. Well, yeah, he's friends with both of them, I guess, now. But, you know, he's been defending Mitt Romney for the most part on the campaign trail when he's been out there. He's obviously got more important things to attend to now. But, you know, Mitt Romney has been trying to shake this reputation that he's had for a while, and certainly the Obama campaign was trying to extend that reputation. There's just this aloof, rich guy and only cared about the 1%.
And so
that's been a challenge for the Romney campaign. They've been trying to spend a lot of time and money combating, but the Capitol Steps have taken it perhaps in a direction that the campaign would not have.
And now the presumptive Republican nominee for president, Mitt Romney.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama was praised for his comedy at the recent White House Correspondents' Dinner. He took a couple jabs at me, so I thought I would try my hand at telling a joke. As you know, President Obama likes to criticize me for being wealthy. Obama likes to say he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Well, of course not. They don't have silver spoons in Kenya. Am I right? Okay. Obama also slow jammed the news on the Jimmy Fallon show. So just to prove that Mitt Romney isn't such a stiff, I decided to up the ante with a little bit of that thing the kids today call rap. And to help me out, I'd like to bring out one of my political advisors. He just arrived after a long drive on the hood of my car. Here he is, Roof Doggy Dog. And as you all know, we rappers never apologize for making and spending money. I've got big bucks and I cannot lie, but I'm an average guy. I'm a NASCAR fan. I've got big dreams because my friends own the teams. I was young in a baby's bib when I bought my first nice crib. I'm like you, no lying, if in a private jet you're flying. Hey voters, I've never clipped a coupon. I like Grey Poupon. I'm so rich, it makes you spit. My shoes are made from sea biscuit. Here's the thing, you know you want to touch my bling. Lines forming, crowd swarming to get with this gangster Mormon. So voters,
what?
Voters,
what?
No more change, it's plain. Vote for me and I'll make it rain. I'm MITT, I dress so dapper. Now they're calling me the plain white rapper.
Add that to the list of things you'll never see.
Mitt Romney rapping.
That's why the Capitol Steps exist, folks, to take us places.
Yeah, so actually we have Joe Biden singing a rock song and a Barack Obama singing a show tune in our show. So it's all sorts of things you'd never see.
Yes, their musical stylings. Who knew they were so talented? They're actually not. If you've heard either one of them sing, you'll know that.
That's true. There's that America the Beautiful clip that we all have to turn the volume on our TV down on.
Yes. So, Elena, mercifully, it'll all be over, hopefully, next Tuesday. And
we
then...
sure do hope that at least it's decided one way or the other.
Yes, and then we'll know who we can make fun of for the next 4 years.
That's right.
Elena, have a great time. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff at CapitolSteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.